This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Mike Morin. And actually, I need to say good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike.
Whoa!
Right?
We're starting it officially already,
we
huh?
We are starting it officially. Mike, we've been announcing it, but like you said, we wanted to announce it together. So welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And
happy to have you as my radio wife, by the way. You know,
I've
had a few divorces along the way.
We'll see how long this one lasts.
Well, let me say in all seriousness, this is really a happy moment for me because after 43 years of radio, I retired from WZID voluntarily last June because getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning for almost 30 years was just didn't kill me.
That's a lot.
And it had its perks, but I'm finding out now that that you're much healthier if you get more than 5 hours sleep. It was my own fault. I just couldn't always go to bed that early, and I'd get up at 3:15.
I know. Did you go to bed at 7:30?
Well, I should have.
Oh, but okay,
and my partner Tracy did, you know.
Right.
But no, I didn't go to bed till between usually 9:30 and 10. Stupid.
Yeah.
So I've been monitoring my blood pressure recently, and it is much better now than it was then. So, I mean, there's lots of benefits. I really wanted to do stuff like this when I left the grind of morning radio. And it was, I mean, it was a great place to work, and they treated me well, 12 years on the mornings. But I said, you know, there's other stuff I like to talk about.
Yeah.
And I've known you for years, and you invited me in to fill in for a little while when you needed a guest host, or we did started doing the comedy thing about 2 months ago, which has been fun. And then Jeannie is leaving the area, so you said, do you want to fill her seat? And I said, yeah.
I am so excited. I mean, you know, really, I mean, I used to listen to your morning show and off and on. And honestly, I always thought, oh my gosh, can you imagine if I could be with Mike? And here's my dream, really.
Well,
it is great.
I appreciate that because I'm bringing a little radio experience to the table. I know just enough about food to make me dangerous, but I'm a research rat, so I'm going to find stuff that's going to be fun to talk about. And let me tell you something. I'm going to bring over some of the guests that we would get from time to time, nationally known guests, to join us on Food for Thought. I reestablished connections with the people that can make that happen. And, excuse me, already lining up some fun guests, along with a lot of the people that you have brought on board as some of your regulars. So it'll be a nice, a good marriage, I think so. As they say, an arranged marriage. But can we share a few of the people that'll be coming up?
Of course.
Next week?
Of course.
I know that on Monday you've had Rocco in. And Rocco has been working with you, Craig. Is he sort of your trainer or your muse for getting healthier?
He is. Mm-hmm. He definitely is. And I go to Integrity 3 times a week. And it's been really, really good. It's been very good.
So you're pleased with what you're seeing and how you're feeling?
Extremely pleased. And I'm anxious. I'm at my 4-week mark. I'm starting my 5th week. And I'm anxious for the 8th week because that's when we'll reassess all my my numbers and stuff. My BMI, which was really bad, that I announced on the radio.
So you've really essentially put it all out there.
I did.
And that kind of creates extra pressure on you.
It does.
Maybe it's a good kind of pressure because it's like, okay, if Carol's not talking about it, has she fallen away? And so the pressure's on people expect to hear your progress.
Yes.
I mean, nobody's perfect, so you might have a week that's not as good, but in general, it's going well.
It is going very well. Mm-hmm. It started off a little slow, but I'm in the routine now. I'm in the groove, as they say, and you know, it's going very well.
I see your pictures on Facebook from time to time, in the gym.
I do that every time I go to the gym.
Does Rocco have a gym as well, or do you have a membership somewhere else?
That's Rocco's. It's his fitness center.
Oh, it is.
It's Integrity Health for Women.
And, good.
Integrity Health for Women. It's right where T-Bones is in Bedford.
In
there. Right next door to the post office, Bedford Post Office.
Got it.
And, that's where I go.
There's that, your fired pottery place.
Right
in that.
Across.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that is so much fun. One thing I have to try, and the excuse to talk about this, is wine is involved. I've never done that painting and wine night. And I see some amazing paintings that, that people do. That have you heard of those places?
Well, right up on Hanover Street.
You
haven't been to that one?
I've walked by it, but I've never been a part of
an
evening.
I've been twice, and Daryl and I did it once, and I did it with the girls another time, and it is fun.
And
very fun.
It looks like they make it pretty easy.
Mike, anybody can do it. Believe me. It is so easy, and then the product that you get, I mean, mine hangs right in my kitchen.
It does.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. So I have been impressed by that, and it looks like fun, but we digress. So we have Rocco joining us on Monday. Your friend June will come in for a little bit and chat.
Needless Mondays.
Image consultant will be in here.
Susan Osborne.
Susan, I need to write. See, I haven't met all these people yet. So
she is wonderful. You are going to love her. She just did my colors for me, and she also did my makeup recently.
Oh.
So, yes. See, my eyes, they're all different.
So she's into, like, this whole color thing. And
yes.
Is she going to come in? And let me tell you a quick story. When I was dating, I was doing Match.com. And so I went out with this met this woman in Portsmouth, actually, to have coffee or whatever. And one of her hobbies was painting pictures of bathing suits. Why? I don't know. That
really?
Should have been my first tip. So I walk up, and we have coffee for 10 minutes, and she said, let me just say, orange is not a good color on you. All right, this date's over. I mean, that may be true, but do you say that on a first date?
No.
She said that to me.
No way.
Yeah.
So you were wearing orange?
I had, you know, kind of an orange, I think it was an orange sweater, and, you know, and maybe it's not a good color on me, but
yeah,
I would not have walked up to her and say, you know, you got a muffin top going on here. Why don't you, you know, you just don't.
Right. I agree.
Well, needless to say.
But no, she takes people shopping.
Really?
She'll take you shopping for clothes, and she'll even go in your closet, organize your closet for you, take out what isn't, you know, what is not your color or not, you know, whatever. And she does all kinds of stuff. We'll have fun with her.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Moving on to Tuesday, we're going to talk to a woman who's written a book called The Pig and Me. If you've ever seen or tried No Pudge Brownies, which is, it's a national brand, but it began with a woman in New Hampshire, and it was quite an uphill struggle. You know, she came through, did all these recipes. She would go to, like, supermarkets, and she would be the woman standing, you know, in the corner saying, would you like to try a sample of No Pudge Brownies? And eventually, with a lot of persistence, she got it picked up by a major manufacturer for a lot of money. So, but there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, not only before, but after. And the after part is what's the interesting part of the story. So a food entrepreneur will join us at 12:20 on Tuesday, and a visit from our friends from Make-A-Wish, right?
That's right. Julie Barron. Actually, I think she's two of her employees upstairs will be coming down. So each week we always like to have a different perspective of,
sure.
of people coming on. We've had the actual Wish kids coming in. And,
oh, good.
Wish the grandmother one time and a sibling, and so it's very interesting.
Certainly a worthwhile organization.
Yes.
They do so much good, and a little feel good never hurts.
That's right.
Any time of day. Wednesday, Una Williams. Have you ever heard of her?
Yes.
Una is an expert in a gluten-free diet, and I you know, I'm a guy that bakes bread, so I usually put the cross up in front of them and say, no, stay away. But I realize that, you know, that celiac disease and those autoimmune disorders are a lot wider spread. Just because it doesn't affect me doesn't mean that a lot of people don't want to hear about it. Anyway, wonderful personality. She's been on Cook's Corner and a lot of other shows, and she is funny, and she is bringing us food. So when, you know,
ooh,
funny,
hey, you
food,
can't,
yeah.
You can't go wrong there.
And I'm not sure the dietary, you know, because I know that you're being very aware of what you eat. She's bringing us some chocolate ganache, you know, something that sounds very decadent.
Ooh.
So I don't know. We'll force feed you if necessary.
I can still try.
Of course.
Yes,
you can't
I can.
Deprive yourself.
It's in moderation. That is the key.
That's exactly right. Donna's Delight, your friend from Delaware.
Yes,
I can't
Donna
wait
from down in Delaware.
To talk to her.
She's
going to
call in this week, we're going to call her.
And your dad, right, is Wednesday his day usually?
It is. And he'll be on, and he will talk about some, he usually showcases a recipe.
Does he?
And
okay.
then he gives his little cooking tips. And,
really?
And it's pretty, he's kind of like an Alton Brown, so it's like the, you know,
oh,
science
yes.
about it and such. So, yeah, he's pretty interesting.
Well, I've noticed that people do bring food to the show, and why not?
That's right.
You know, when I did the morning show, people would do that. And I had to run all the controls, so it was really inconvenient for me to eat food while doing the show. Well, I don't have to touch any buttons here. So I can definitely try out. So I think George needs to, at some point, bring something. That if it's that good, George, let's try it out.
That is a great idea.
Get that memo to your dad.
I am going to. Hopefully he's listening. But that is a good idea.
And all right, we'll tell you the rest of the people here, and then we've got Comedy Cold Cuts standing by. And the food holiday is one that I'd never heard of that's actually tomorrow. We'll share that with you shortly. Also, Chef Nicole is here Thursday.
Yes.
Chef Nicole from Great New Hampshire Restaurants, better known as T-Bones, Cactus Jack's, and Copper Door.
That's right.
She has been the face of those wonderful restaurants and a longtime friend of mine. And she also, wonderful personality.
She's great. I love her. She was at the Dancing with the she was a contestant at Dancing with the Stars last week.
On ABC?
No.
Oh.
Here in town at the Radisson. They did.
Right.
It benefited the Manchester Community Music School.
Nice.
And she was one of the dancers. She did so good.
What did she do, a tango or
they were doing all kinds of flips.
Yeah. She was doing flips. Seriously?
I am not kidding. She was awesome.
Tom Boucher awesome. Know that she's putting her life at risk for his restaurant?
Really?
Speaking of Tom Boucher, he's coming by today, right?
Today.
Next hour?
Yes.
Good friend of both of ours. Also on Thursday, that's next week, just get a sense of what you can expect here on Food for Thought. Your friend from, is she in Kansas? The blogger?
Yes,
Nebraska?
Linda.
Kansas.
Yeah. Linda in Kansas. And she's a food blogger. She knows her food. She loves to cook. And you'll have to check out her blog spot.
I definitely want to do that for sure. And I love who we have at 1:20 next Tuesday. He's a guy that's wrote Beating the Lunchbox Blues. And he's also the, last I heard, the director, or I guess the food director, or whatever you want to call him, for the Associated Press Network, as well as a frequent flyer on the Rachel Ray Show.
Ooh.
So he's a New Hampshire guy. And for those of you that are always wondering, God, I don't know what to give the kids for lunch, he's come up with some really innovative and not too difficult things, many of which are healthy.
Wow.
So J.M. Hirsch, it will be. Friday, of course, Comedy Cold Cuts. And also next Friday, one of the, I call her the whoopie pie queen of this area. Her name is Martha May Fink. And she is an advocate for taking care of hungry people. She will share news of the big event coming up in just a few weeks called Taste of the Nation, which is happening in Manchester. I mean, they have them all over the country. And so she bakes for charity. She's been to Washington, D.C. to be honored and everything else. And a really lovely lady. So I think that's it. I don't know if we have room to squeeze anybody else in.
I can't wait.
So we'll take a break, I believe.
Yes. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester. And we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And it is Friday, the end of the week. We made it, I guess. And so I think that we are going to start our comedy cold cuts, Mike.
I think that would be a fine idea. Although probably, you know, it's Friday and Lent, people maybe aren't eating meat. So, but you're allowed, I'm going to give you special dispensation that it's okay to consume comedy cold cuts today.
There you go.
Even if you are one who, again, during Lent, doesn't eat meat. We, I made a call to the Vatican today.
Oh, my God.
And the Pope said, Mike, go ahead. They can listen to cold cuts. They may not eat them, though.
So, exactly.
We don't want anybody, ruining their standing with the big guy upstairs.
That is true.
So anyway, we've been doing this for the last, seems a couple of months. We pick a theme and we find some comedy online. And there is a lot out there. I worked at an all-comedy radio station in Washington, D.C. 30 years ago, back in the day when everything was on albums. And it was amazing. Well, now you don't have to go to the big vinyl closet. You just Google a certain word you're looking for.
That's true.
Because I found out that tomorrow is something on a stick day.
Ooh.
I mean, as you know, because you're a food holiday fan, there is every day. There's sometimes multiple celebrations.
There is.
Of various aspects of food. And who would think that we would be celebrating something on a stick day. But you know what? If you've ever gone to the Texas State Fair or the Iowa State Fair or the Minnesota State Fair, those are kind of the kingpins of getting things to eat on a stick.
I didn't know that.
Just about the unhealthiest way to eat, essentially. But if you're just kind of, you know, eating your way through the fair, you know, that's okay. Now, the Deerfield Fair, I haven't been to Hopkinton State Fair for a couple of years. I didn't see a whole lot of food on a stick there. I mean, I know it's there, but it's basically, you know, stuff that you'd expect.
Yeah, like a kebab or,
See, the fairs in New Hampshire are either really smart or totally unaware of what's going on. They may be really smart because this stuff is just so bad for you. It'll kill you before 30 if you eat it. So.
Right.
So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we move along between the comedy cold cuts. The first one is actually a little clip from the Jon Stewart Daily Show, which I think is past your bedtime, Carol.
It is.
Probably. And actually, he is moving on, I think. I'm not sure when he's retiring, but he is one of the brilliant minds, one of the best late night talk guys. And so his segment is a bit of a rant about pancakes and sausage on a stick. Here's Jon Stewart.
I hear people say on the street, America is on the decline. We are a nation past our prime, heading downwards. It's not so, people. We're as inventive as we've always been. And I'll tell you how I know that. Jimmy Dean, pancakes and sausage on a stick. On a stick. Finally, the classic taste of chocolate chip pancake wrapped sausage with the convenience of a stick. And by the way, for those of you who don't have time to enjoy a product such as this, and when I say enjoy, I guess that's a strong word, ingest. I'll have you know it's also microwavable. Yes, you can hit that thing with radiation. And for every stick you consume, they'll plant another one. It's eco-friendly. America, continuing to push the envelope of what can technically be defined as food. You listening, Al-Qaeda? You can't take us down as fast as these will. You know, I love sausage, but it's not sweet enough. Can we wrap the sausage in chocolate? And what if I wanted to eat it with one hand? So that in the other hand, I could have a stick of butter.
Jon Stewart from The Daily Show, his take on pancakes and sausage on a stick. Well, you know, it's funny, Carol, that he did mention jokingly having a stick of butter in the other hand. As I was researching the segment, and in fact, I think we're going to hear a little bit about it, so I shouldn't say too much about it, but there is something called butter on a stick. They do the breading thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's probably, you know, the butter stick is probably very cold or just past thawing out.
Right.
And then they coat it in breadcrumbs or I'm not sure what it is. And then they deep fry it.
No way.
And you eat butter on a stick. And we'll hear that in a second. Also, so I was at the Hopkinton State Fair. This would have been 2 years ago. By the way, we need to take the show there.
Oh,
this summer.
Be so fun.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
Now, do we want to be with the livestock or do we want to be with the giant pumpkins?
I think with the livestock.
Do you?
I do.
Well, I heard that you had a pig on the air this week.
We did, and it was so
Sorry,
fun.
Sorry, Ken. So you had this pig was well behaved. I saw the pictures that Ken was posing with, Ken Kale.
She, her name was Tazzy, mm-hmm. is Tazzy.
Right.
She's the mascot for Miles Smith Farm, and she was great. She was, we were feeding her, she eats peanuts with the shells.
Oh, she does?
She just feed her peanuts and apples. She loved it.
It's a good diet.
She made a mess in the studio.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
You know, with the peanuts.
Yes.
But she's totally trained. And then at the top of the hour, we took her outside on the sidewalk. And she was like, because she walks her.
Oh, I thought you were saying she plays a guitar and she was busking for money out of this. So, I mean, what a great, I mean, if you're a guy and you're looking to attract women, nothing like walking up and down Elm Street with a pig.
I will tell you, everybody was, you should have seen everybody around her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you know, as I was saying earlier, you truly have set the bar higher for this show. So you're really putting the pressure on me, bringing me in as your co-host after a pig was on this week, which is very cool because the pig looked adorable.
Yeah, she was so, her nose was so cute.
She didn't look that big to me, though.
She's a Vietnamese
right.
miniature pot-bellied pig.
But even don't those even get big eventually?
You know what? She said that this one will only get maybe as big as 45 to 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Hmm. Do you have any dogs?
I have a little dog. She's only 5 pounds. Oh. Little Molly. She's a Morkie.
Oh, I love Morkies.
Oh, she's so cute. Yeah. Yes.
We need a play date with my dog, which is a Cabochon. But that'll be on the pet segment a little later
on. There you go.
all right. So let's move on as we continue something on a stick day, which is tomorrow, the 28th of March. Please be sure that you celebrate. This is an Iowa TV reporter sampling fair food on a stick, and she goes through it, and you will not believe the variety of stick of food on a stick you can get at the Iowa State Fair.
What kind of food is the Iowa State Fair most famous for?
I would have to say it's all the foods that we have on a stick here at the fair. Hot dogs, to ice cream, to pickles. This year there is approximately 60 foods on a stick.
What is the most infamous food on a stick?
Well, last year one of our vendors came up with deep fried butter on a stick. It's really delicious. It sounds like it's not, but it really is very, very good. Kind of runs down your cheeks and your chin when you bite into it. You kind of leave your diets at home when you come to the Iowa State Fair.
Okay, so here it goes. The infamous deep fried butter on a stick. Whoa! See that? I will tell you what it tastes like with the icing and the batter and all that good stuff. It tastes just like a cinnamon bun. And I will tell you the butter does make it better. But this isn't the only food on a stick here at the fair. Let's see what else I can find. This is a double bacon corn dog. First, you wrap the bacon around the dog, give it a little fry, then put it in bacon bit batter, fry it again. Now it's in my hand. Maple syrup glazed double bacon corn dog. Bacon is a really nice addition. The batter itself, it's a corn dog, right? So picture a nice like corn biscuit or a Johnny cake with your breakfast sausage and bacon. That's what I'm eating. Okay, so this is fried cheese on a stick. Yum. Lot of cheese in there. Deep fried Twinkie on a stick. That's just a whole lot of cake. Chocolate dipped s'more on a stick. And I needed a dessert too. Aha! Iowa pork on a stick. The stick is actually the bone. Ooh. This is the most flavorful, perfect pork. No dryness, just rich, fatty, caramelized, delicious. You can't forget the deep-fried Snickers, critical component of the Iowa State Fair. Mmm! I believe it's melted chocolate caramel and peanuts, if I'm not mistaken. See that nougat? Oh yeah. Fried pineapple on a stick. I do like a hot pineapple. I gotta say, fried butter is still my favorite. Maybe I need some salad on a stick. Salad on a stick. Relatively easy to make, no cooking. Just assemble your favorite ingredients. I've got carrot, pepper, cucumber, tomato, mushroom, and of course, nice wedges of iceberg lettuce. There's a whole lot of vegetable right here. It holds the dressing really well. It's not gloopy, and by the end, anything I haven't had will just drip right off.
There is an Iowa TV report on the tour of the Iowa State Fair. So did you hear anything that kind of caught your fancy, Carol?
The fried cheese.
Yeah, but I think, again, all these things are coated with some kind of, you know,
like a batter. It has to be like some kind of a mm-hmm. flour batter or, mm-hmm. you know, breadcrumb batter or something.
Right.
But did you ever have the fried feta at the back room?
I have not.
They have fried feta.
And is that a batter as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, I can only eat one piece because it's mm-hmm. so rich. Like, yes. It, unbelievable how good that is.
It's like cheese sticks you get in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, the on a stick thing. Have you ever had, and I'm getting back to the Hopkinton State Fair, have you ever had a deep fried Oreo cookie?
I never have.
Well, they have those there, and they do a couple other. I think they do Snickers
fried
as
Twinkies
well.
Twinkies too, I think.
Probably. It was. I mean, the flavor is good, but honestly, I want a crunchier texture. And it was too mushy for me.
It makes it soft, right.
It makes
exactly.
it soft.
Ugh, so I don't like that either.
I don't know. I mean, cookies typically have enough crunch, but when you saturate it with fat, it makes those soft as well. So the flavor may have been good, but it was not that great. As a matter of fact, while I was standing there sampling these, Mayor Bob Baines walked by.
Oh, geez.
And I forced him to, would you please take one of these? I can't eat all of these. So he did. And, he doesn't talk to me anymore.
Speaking of Mayor Baines, he is a major foodie.
Is he?
Oh, yes. We'll have to have him
We
on.
Need to extend an invitation?
We do.
Because I know that that Mayor Ted Gatz is here every other Thursday.
Yes, he started yesterday.
And I understand that you delivered him some food from Belmont Hall?
We did. He had some chicken oriental from Belmont Hall. And
right.
He loved it.
This is perfect for him. He's got like a two-block walk from City Hall.
I know.
Two-block walk. It's tough to be mayor, isn't it?
Really.
Wouldn't
well, you know,
job.
We did talk about his duties and what he does as a mayor. And he's pretty busy.
Well, yeah, he's got all these events to go to and eat food.
Exactly.
Does he do anything else?
I don't think so.
He says that he runs the alderman meetings, but I'm...
He some calls and goes to events.
Right. And he's a fun guy.
Yes.
Enjoy having
him. We had a good time.
All right, let's do one more. Let's do a quick break, actually, and we'll come back for our final segment. It's Comedy Cold Cut. Something on a Stick Day is tomorrow. You are listening to 107.7 WTPL, The Pulse, and Food for Thought. We're back in just a moment.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, and it is Friday, and it is we're in the middle of our comedy cold cut segment. And what do you have coming up next, Mike?
We will stay on the theme for one more little segment. It's always fun to find people that sing about food. You know, other than Weird Al Yankovic, who's got an entire career's worth, and I'm sure if I'm on the air long enough with you, we'll probably eventually go through his whole catalog of songs about food, like My Bologna that he did a couple weeks ago.
That was hilarious.
So we talked about the main fares if you want to get stick that has food on it, not necessarily healthy, but kind of interesting. And it made me wonder, you have diner fingers, which is the take on the Hostess Twinkies. Have you ever tried anything with deep frying them or putting a batter on them? Or
you know, the cooks in the kitchen have experimented with this, of course, you know. But, you know, it messes up the fry later. And, you know, the diners are small. We, you know, just people would love it. And we've had plenty of requests for them. But we just don't do them.
No,
it messes
I don't
the fryer later up.
Sure.
But you know, the cooks will, you know, indulge themselves, shall we say?
Is that it?
Yes. So
When I was in college, I worked at McDonald's. I was the night cleanup guy, so
really?
I was there all by myself for 2 hours. And once in a while, I'd create some stuff on the grill.
You did?
For myself, yeah.
Oh, you know, we used to do that when we were kids. And I used to take, we'd go to like football games at Gill Stadium. And we'd be like 12, 14 of us, my brother and his friends, me and my friends, we'd take the key to Belmont Hall. And
really?
We'd go open Belmont Hall up. And we would just all go in the kitchen and throw on the grill, the fry laters, and cook burgers and fries.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Does Dad know about this?
You know what? Dad never knew about it. But of course, you know, in later years, we told him what we did. And you know what he always said? Oh, my gosh. He said, you know, when I went in, you know, usually it was like a Friday night or something. When he'd go in on Saturday to start cooking, he could tell that things were in different places, you know. And I think one time we left the fry later on.
Oops.
And but no, he never suspected what we did. And then when we told him, oh my gosh, it was so funny.
So was he upset?
No. Nah.
No.
No, not at all. Not at all. It was pretty funny. Well,
that doesn't happen now, does it?
No.
Now that you're all grown. And
it's not fun anymore.
No, that's true. It's more fun when it's forbidden.
I go into the diner. We go stand in line at the diner. That's what we do. And that's rare. You know, we're not usually out that late. Although last Saturday, we were at 2 o'clock in the morning. Daryl and I were out with my aunt and uncle and my friend Michelle. And we were at the Londonderry Diner.
Oh, you were?
2 in the morning.
And
we waited in line.
Is that right?
Yes.
See, I don't know if that dissuades people from coming, or if it's, well, if it's that good, it's worth whatever the wait is.
There in Manchester, there's a line out the door usually on a Friday and Saturday night. There's a bar rush every night of the week, 7 nights a week.
Yeah.
So Yeah.
Hey, it's a great niche that you've cut for yourselves, and certainly much needed in the city.
Yeah.
All right, so our final segment, our final clip today on Comedy Cold Cuts is in the theme of Food on a Stick Day, which we're celebrating, or somebody will, tomorrow. And this was a singer at the Minnesota State Fair. I don't even know what the guy's name is, but it's a fairly short song, and he just talks about food on a stick at the fair.
I wrote here a little song about all the food that I have eaten today at the State Fair. Well, I came here feeling happy, but now I'm feeling sad. 'Cause when I arrived, I was a healthy guy, but now my body's hurting me bad. Oh, Lord above, why can't I consume everything I'd like to eat? From the deep fried dough to the sloppy joe to ostrich and emu meat. Well, I had a corn dog at 10 a.m., powdered donuts at half past. A pickle on a stick at 11 o'clock, you'd think my hunger wouldn't last. But then I had a yearning for some sausage meat, got a scotch egg at 11:30, then a batch of cheese curds, then seconds and thirds, and now I'm feeling dirty. I've been to the Biffy about 3 or 4 times. I got down on my knees to pray, 'cause my tummy's never felt so queasy. My hands have never been so greasy. My body's never felt as skeezy as it does today. Now that's some good eating. Thank you.
That was cute.
You're welcome. There you go. An unknown singer at the Minnesota State Fair. And again, the big fairs are Texas, Minnesota, and Iowa for Food on a Stick. And I've seen really almost nothing. Now, I could be wrong. I don't go to all the fairs in New Hampshire every year. Usually Deerfield and sometimes Hopkinton. But maybe I need to do a road trip on the other places. Or maybe between now and the state fair, I think it's in August, right, at Hopkinton?
Yes.
We need to think of something that we could make as a deep-fried treat. Although I don't want to mess up the fryolators. And if you don't eat it right away, forget it, because it just gets too saturated. So scratch that from the – all right. Bad idea, Mike. Bad idea. One more meat on a stick item to share before we head into the next hour. And who's coming in as our guest around 1:30?
Tom Boucher.
Tell us a little bit about Tom.
Tom is the chief. He's the head honcho for Cactus Jack's, T-Bones, and Copper Door. And he is a very – I love talking to Tom. I learned so much when I talk to Tom, and he's just a great restaurateur. Restaurateur.
I don't know if you know this, and I'll wait till he gets in. Before he got into the food business, what his college major was and what he was going to do.
Ah, that's a good question. Oh, you know the answer to that.
I do know the answer.
I do not.
I've spent a little time with Tom in places, including football games, and you have conversation. And I said, well, so how'd you get into the food business? And then he said, well, then he'll tell us when we see him next hour. Tom Boucher, great New Hampshire restaurants. All right. Finally, on the food on a stick theme, closing out the Comedy Cold Cut section, welcome to the Great Baseball Stadium Food Race, Milwaukee. This is actually where they have these mascots. One's like a bratwurst. The other one is because that's a big bratwurst city.
Right.
A lot of German heritage in Milwaukee. So they have a race around the diamond, you know, and you can, you know, who do you think's going to win? And it's something in between innings, you know, which is kind of fun. With Milwaukee being the king of brats, the Brewers are no strangers to serving delicious eats at Miller Park, but they might have outdone themselves with this one. ESPN's Darren Rovell reports that Miller Park will introduce an item called Inside the Park Nachos this season. Although they aren't exactly nachos, they are beef sticks crusted in Doritos.
Ooh.
Loaded with refried beans, deep fried, and topped with sour cream and cheese drizzle.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that doing it for you?
Wow. You know what I'd like to know is how people carry these things. Like, do you on a stick? All that on a fried, deep fried, refried refried beans? I can't even say that. Refried beans.
Loaded with refried beans, deep fried, and topped with sour cream and cheese drizzle. And again, they roll this concoction in crushed Doritos, pulverized Doritos.
Oh, my goodness.
And the picture is pretty cool. If you want to see what it looks like, I'm sure you can Google it. This Mighty Meat Stick is the latest of Major League Baseball stadiums to reveal a crazy new food item, as we've seen things like Churro Dog from Arizona's Chase Field and even an all-fried booth that will be at Rangers Park in Arlington. So despite the fact that we know this is not good for us, if we just once in a while treat ourselves to something like this, it's okay. The brand new meat stick covered with Doritos. If you happen to go to Miller Park to see the Milwaukee Brewers play.
Yeah, that's something. Oh, my goodness.
So
it sounds pretty cool.
So you would try it.
I would try that.
If I took you to the ballpark.
I would definitely try that.
Assume you've been to Fenway Park.
Of course.
The food has gotten better there over the years. I mean, there was a time when I moved here in the mid-80s. And I went, and the temperature of the beer and the hot dogs were about the same.
No way. Yuck. You know, I think the food is good at Fenway Park.
It is. They have legal seafood chowder and some other brand names you would know. And the hot dogs are okay.
Yeah, they are.
The beer is cold.
They are. I mean, everybody, is it my friend Sylvia? I think it's my friend Sylvia. She goes and she eats like 4 or 5 hot dogs. It's her thing to do when she goes to Fenway.
My kind of girl.
I don't know. I'm not a hot dog person, really. But anyway, you're listening to Food for Thought, and we are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You can come on down, watch the show, and we will be back. Stay tuned.